Jacob, compelling faith. It is Jacob who becomes Israel and fathers, grandfathers, children who represent the tribes of Israel. Though he comes out as deceptive in his early years, Jacob has passion and drive for the right things. He knew what to fight for, when to make peace, who to cling to, where he belongs, and how to maintain his legacy. What to fight for? His priorities were clear. Though cheated by Laban several times, he doesn't retaliate. He makes the most of all he can out of the situation, and God supports him. It is the spiritual wealth that he craves and chases after as he fights for his birthright, fights for the blessing of his father, and fights for the blessing of God. The original fight with God was initiated by the angel of the Lord, who appears to be Jesus. He fights till he is forced to injure him, and Jacob finally gives in and gets blessed with a new identity, Israel, God's chosen nation. God is constantly striving with us and sometimes has to hurt us in order that we can enjoy his blessings more. He knew when to make peace with Laban. His tumultuous experiences culminates with a covenant in his final encounter soon after leaving. With Esau, the first thought on returning is to give Esau the cream of the crop to bring reconciliation. He knew who to cling to. Jacob clings to God, seeks his presence and blessing. He knew where he belongs. He flees from Canaan but returns to the land of his legacy. As an old man, when he leaves for Egypt, he insists that his bones are buried in the promised land. He knew how to maintain his legacy. He imbibes strong faith in his children. We see that Joseph maintains his faith in Egypt after being snatched away at a young age. It is notable that Jacob falls into the same pit of favoritism as his father, putting Joseph's life in jeopardy. We see again that positives and negatives cascade down generations. He knew why he was working, for the woman he loved, in line with his mother's desire to marry within the community. Genesis 28 says his purpose drove him and made his long years appear short. What drives us? What do we fight for? When do we make peace? Who do we cling to? Where do we belong? How do we maintain our legacy? Why do we work?